Welcome. My name is Dr. Christopher Taylor, and I want you to know that it's okay to be sad, that it's okay to feel lost, and that it's okay to struggle, that we all struggle. But today, none of that matters, because today is about you, and today is about helping you become the best you possible. So for now, relax, take a deep breath, and enjoy some thoughts for your self-examination.
Welcome back to For Self-Examination. I am your host, Dr. Christopher Taylor, and I am so happy to be with you today. It is December. I'm recording this in advance. I don't actually know what the weather is like right now, but I love the fall. It is like my favorite time of the year. You know, I went on a lovely walk this morning through the woods by my house, yellow leaves everywhere. It was beautiful, wonderful. So it really helped me stay calm and relaxed. If you don't have something like that, think about it. What do you do to de-stress, to center yourself, to ground at the beginning of the day or end of the day? I find walking to be very helpful for me. So we are back. I hope you enjoyed the last show on narcissism. We're going to continue that conversation today with some more exciting stuff. And we're going to talk again about our friends at Independently Strong as well. And then a little bit about what the next episode is going to be about after Christmas. So we're going to, normally we release episodes on Monday, but next week we'll release that episode on Friday. So it'll be the Friday after Christmas that you'll get to enjoy that as you prep for the new year. So it'll be exciting. I hope you've taken some time for yourself this holiday season. I know as we get closer and closer to Christmas, it gets more stressful. There's so much stuff to do. But don't worry, because you have the power to say no. No is a powerful word. No is okay. And that is exactly what we're going to talk about. We're talking about understanding narcissistic behavior and narcissistic traits on this episode. But first, a quick word from this break, from this commercial break, from, I would say, sponsor, but it's just about Taylor Counseling Group. So anyway, so I hope you enjoy it, and I'll see you on the other side.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, don't keep it a secret. Share it with your friends and family. Tell everyone. Put it on Twitter. We'd love it if you give us a 5-star rating and a review. We always love feedback. And then, of course, like and subscribe to make sure you don't miss an episode. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get yours. And as a reminder, Taylor Counseling Group is in the DFW area with offices from Dallas to Fort Worth and in Waxahachie as well. We are also now in the Houston and San Antonio areas as well. So if you or somebody you know might be interested in getting some counseling, feel free to give us a call, 214-530-0021. You can send us an email, info@taylorcounselinggroup.com, and you can look us up on the web at taylorcounselinggroup.com. You can find us on Twitter as well, @TCG_Dallas. So if you need us, we're here, but if not, no worries. I just hope you enjoy the show.
Okay, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that note message. Anyways, today we're talking about narcissistic behavior and narcissistic traits, symptoms, co-occurring issues, that type of stuff. So as a recap, you know, last week we talked about just about the fact that we've had a lot of people reaching out to us, patients, other professionals, treatment centers, all kinds of places, asking about narcissism. It's been a really big popular buzzword on TikTok, on Instagram, if you do those things. which I do not. So, you know, I'm sure if you're on TikTok, you're on Instagram, you are seeing it come up a lot. And, you know, there is a big difference between he is a jerk. He is a self-obsessed egomaniac, and he is a narcissist. Big difference. And we talked about that last week. So if you haven't listened to that show, go check that out. You know, we reviewed very quickly what is narcissism, you know, what is narcissistic personality disorder, the 9 criterion for NPD, which is inflated self-esteem, sense of entitlement, obsession with power, status, or beauty. It could be money. It could be any of those things. Manipulation or exploitation of others, lack of empathy, which is extremely important, belief that they are special, need for admiration, preoccupation with envy and arrogance. So we're not going to go back into those, but just as a refresher, that is what we discussed last week. So again, go check that show out if you're curious. You know, we talked again last week about the fact that only, you know, a small percentage of the population actually identifies or can be identified, can be diagnosed as a narcissistic personality disorder. So, you know, for somebody being a jerk or self-obsessed, egomaniac, that kind of stuff, that does not necessarily mean that they are a narcissist. Now, what does that mean for you? I don't know. You know, if you're in an unhealthy relationship, you should probably get out of that relationship, regardless of if they're a narcissist or not. It doesn't matter. The relationship is just unhealthy, you know? And I recognize that just saying that is not helpful. It's not, you know, I know that sometimes it's not as easy as it sounds. So I get that, you know, but there is hope and you are not alone. So today we are going to talk about types of narcissism, and we're going to talk about 4 specific types of narcissism. We're going to talk about overt and covert narcissism. We're going to talk about communal narcissism, and we're going to talk about malignant narcissism. So again, overt, covert, communal, and malignant narcissism. So the overt narcissist is the one that's showing off, constantly boastful. They are showing off their entitlement, showing off, you know, how they're better, right? So this is the overt narcissism. These individuals are often sometimes referred to as grandiose narcissists, but they are just sort of this overt narcissism. So next to overt is covert narcissism. Obviously, this is sort of the opposite, right? These are individuals that may present as depressed because they believe no one will ever give them the recognition they truly deserve. They have a sense of entitlement, but what drives that entitlement looks like self-loathing, looks like depression. They believe the world has passed them by and that they are owed something for it, right? So you have the covert narcissist who's out there, aggressive, in your face, and you have the covert narcissist who's sort of like hiding in the shadows a little bit, still has the same desires, still willing to do the same things, just a different viewpoint of it. Communal narcissism is this person that is out in the world, in society, trying to help make the world a better place, right? So this is the person that is trying to run this big company or this big charity, and they're saying, you know, I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for mankind. I'm doing it to help others. I'm doing it to give back. And while that might be true for some people, others are doing it secretly. This narcissist is doing it secretly to gain admiration and approval for themselves, to define that self-worth, right? So they might choose to run or be on the board of a very large public charity. They might appear to do good. They might be loved by many people and admired by others. But at the core of it, they're doing this to gain attention, admiration, status. Right? Oftentimes, these individuals will be cruel or mean to family or friends, right? While as people that they work with, that have professional relationships, they might view them as, you know, amazing individuals, wonderful human beings. And then they go home and they take that out on their wives and their family, right? Their friends as well. And then the last one, of course, arguably the most destructive version, and I think probably the one that we tend to expect the most, or the villainous, the most cartoonish version of it, is the malignant narcissist. And this is the individual that will lie, cheat, work the system. You know, they will push other people out of the way. They might appear charming and seem successful, but they will stop at nothing to get what they want. They will exploit others. They will manipulate others. You know, they may feel some remorse for their actions, but they won't stop from going after what they want, right? They might feel bad, maybe. Maybe they might show some empathy, maybe not, but they are still willing to manipulate and exploit others. So those are the four ways that individuals, that a narcissist might present themselves as: overt, covert, communal, and malignant. And you can learn more of that, more about that, at our resource center at taylorcountseeker.com, and with our friends at independentlystrong.com. And both of those links will be down in the show notes for you. So now we want to talk a little bit about narcissistic behaviors. So this is really there's four different aspects of being a narcissist. They all have several tendencies and behaviors, but there's, you know, a grouping of tendencies and behaviors that they all sort of have in common, right? So at the core, narcissists are all deeply insecure. They look for validation from others to fill that inner void. If that need to be validated isn't filled, they will often lash out aggressively. Okay. And it might appear differently for each individual, but you know, these are sort of at the grouping at its core. Narcissists are primarily motivated by trying to gain validation and attention from other people, again, to fill that void. They may take this to sometimes seemingly ridiculous lengths, like trying to steal the spotlight at a wedding or talking over someone else's speech at a graduation ceremony. Everything has to be about them all the time. And again, this will present differently based off those four types we just talked about. Another important concept that sets, you know, narcissism apart from other personality disorders, and again, this will present differently in those four types we saw above, is this lack of empathy for others, the inability to put themselves in another person's shoes, which is why it's so easy, or why it seems so easy for them to be manipulative. Because it seems like they're not interested in real connections, but more superficial on the surface. Because that's easier to manipulate. That's easier to take advantage of, exploit. Overall, narcissists are deeply insecure, so they can't handle criticism very well, and they will react in unhealthy ways if they don't get the admiration that they want. So these are the narcissistic behaviors and these different types of narcissism that we discussed. So now what do I do with that information? How is that helpful? You know, does it matter? Does it matter might be the question that you're asking yourself. If I'm in this relationship with somebody, whether it's a friend-based relationship, a work-based relationship, a family or romantic, if it's just a dating relationship, or if it's a marriage, you know, what does it matter? What does it matter if they're a narcissist or not? Well, that's a great question. In many ways, it really doesn't. I think it's kind of like sort of like a food allergy versus a food intolerance. You know, like if you're allergic to almonds or you're just intolerant of almonds, like why don't just like don't eat almonds? You know, let's just not eat them, right? So if this is an unhealthy relationship that you're in, you know, let's examine that, focus on that. Versus worrying about if this person, you know, is diagnosed narcissistic personality disorder. I don't know that that's going to be helpful for you to decide is my boyfriend a jerk or is he a narcissist? Does it matter? You know, do you want to get married to a jerk? Like if we come down and we say, okay, he's not a narcissist, are you going to say, oh, yay, we can move forward with our relationship? No, you're in an unhealthy, you're in a toxic relationship. You need to get out. You need to find help. And that's okay because you're not alone. There's a huge community out there of people that are struggling just like you, that have found themselves in a toxic, unhealthy relationship just like you. And that's okay. So if you're struggling in this way, if you know somebody else who's struggling in this way, I highly recommend checking out our resource center at taylorcounselinggroup.com. Lots of wonderful tools for individuals that might be in a difficult relationship right now. Obviously, you can definitely book with one of our therapists as well if that's something that would be helpful for you. But also, more importantly, our friends at Independently Strong, who have done a wonderful job of building this new website and this new course and all these wonderful tools about being in relationships with narcissists, dealing with narcissistic abuse and how to work in that, you know, how to find happiness in a life full of struggle and strife and turmoil. So if you are married to a narcissist and you think it's too late, or you have kids and you think it's too late, it is not. It is never too late to get help. It is never too late to find a community of people that will support you, care about you. So please go to independentlystrong.com and check that out. If you feel like that'd be helpful for you, we'll have that information in the show notes. In full disclosure, I am working with Independently Strong to help develop their courses. So you will definitely see me over there. So I just wanted to be transparent about that, so you didn't feel like I was trying to, you know, take advantage or something. So please do enjoy that information. I hope this is helpful for you. I hope you found some help in this. Next week, we're going to be talking about a really cool topic, which is about life. That's going to be a big one, framing the new year for you, framing 2024 for you. You know, it's going to be great. So just going to leave it at that. So I hope you have enjoyed our show today. I hope you thought something helpful. You know, as always, I am your host, Dr. Christopher Taylor, and I hope you've enjoyed these thoughts for your self-examination.